I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
Guys, who needs an untucked shirt right now? How about anyone who's considering putting on real clothes for the first time in months? At Untuck It, we design shirts to be worn untucked, so comfort is our thing. Our shirts are the perfect blend of comfort and polish, so the next time you have to roll out of bed and straight into a Zoom call, reach for an untucked shirt instead. Save 30% off all linen shirts now at untuckit.com or your nearest Untuck It store. Untuck It, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Hi, this is Trish with My Movers. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, let My Movers do the work for you. Give us a call for a free estimate. 882-6683. That's 882-6683. Or find our website at thepurplemovers.com. Now sit back, relax, and let My Movers be your movers. And turn up the radio.
This is Republican and former legislator Ray Weeder. Here's why I'm supporting Amendment 2. We've been sending our tax dollars to other states. Amendment 2 would bring your tax dollars back home to Missouri. That would expand Medicaid coverage to hardworking Missouri families. Amendment 2 will protect thousands of health care jobs. It will help keep our rural hospitals open so more veterans and Missouri families can get health care. On August 4th, vote yes on Amendment 2.
Paid for by Missourians for Health Care. Joe Perley, Treasurer.
For the most important things in your life, from the health food store of the greater Ozarks, Spring Valley, right there next to FedEx office, across from CVS Pharmacy on South Windstone, they carry everything. 30% off every day on books throughout the year, 30% off on two or three lines of products, and they carry all of my goodies, the Bliss Oils, the Eugesterone Cream, the Magnesium Lotion, essentials, but most important, they carry what you want and the only place in town I can recommend for real meat of all kinds, Spring Valley Natural Foods, the health food store where I shop and you should too.
AM 560 and 93.3 FM, KWTO, Springfield. Keep watching the Ozarks.
And good afternoon. It is afternoon, actually, although I'd like to call it morning. This is Dr. Sergei Sorin covering for Dr. Shili today. And I also have with me a medical intuitive, Mr. Chris Griffin. And happy Thursday. Paul, how are you?
Hi there.
Hi.
I've been calling a few times, but I've, since February 2nd, been trying to get the frequency of the virus. Whatever they want to call it, COVID or Trump or whatever.
Whatever they want to call it, right?
Yeah. Great. And everybody's playing stupid.
Well,
Mike Pence and.
Go ahead, please. Yeah, this is fascinating, but I do want to contribute a little something too. But go ahead, please. Yeah, frequency of the virus. Go ahead. Yeah.
So I want, and I called our governor. I called the CDC because they make the homeopathic preparations for the flu and stuff. Well, actually, right now, Washington Homeopathic is unable to do anything. They've shut them down for that purpose.
Oh,
they want
yeah.
You sick.
It's so well.
Anyway.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, you know, wouldn't doubt it for a second. Yeah.
Well, the cure is the frequency. And how can you even test without the frequency? What are they doing? Playing with us? So they're just a hoax.
Very fair assumption. Very fair statement. Actually, you know, I do want to second that notion. Everything that we do is based on energy medicine, you know, and energy is everywhere. We begin as a spiritual being. Let's start with the foundation of who we are. We are a spiritual being, and then we have thoughts, feelings, and emotions, but we're more than thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Those have frequencies and vibration. And then there's the physical body, and every organ, every cell, every single molecule has a frequency and vibration, and so does the virus, and so does everything else. So, Paul, you're 100% on track. Right on.
So who's got the answer?
Question is, let me rephrase that in a different way. Who wants to hear the answer? Now that's the question.
I've got Life machines. I've built four of them in the last 5 years, and I had them back in the 80s, and I've got the original books from Royal Rice.
Oh, yeah.
And I just like to be able to experiment, and I can just see people going, like, to an airport where they check you out with a scanner, and you step on the two plates, and then the black light's all around you, and then they zap you for about a half a minute, and you're done.
Mm.
And that should take care of it, so.
Exactly.
But anyway, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but this is Chris Griffith. My thoughts on that are, if it was simply a pandemic and we're trying to get over it, they're going to be looking for anything in order to bring about healing. And if they're ignoring something that could possibly do that, it seems like it's possibly for a more political reason.
Well, yeah, exactly. We can't say that medically, but we'll say it that it there's a strong possibility. Let's put it this way. Let's talk about the facts on the ground. And, you know, I've been trying to make sense out of this whole situation, and I still work emergency room and a wellness together with Dr. Sheely. And Chris, of course, has been with us here all along. You know, he's a medical intuitive, but he's also a wonderful, talented healer in many ways. And so we're all seeing this this thing unfold, and almost nothing makes sense. Almost nothing makes sense logically, medically, otherwise. Masks and otherwise. I mean, literally. That's why one of the reasons I've started a mask exemption service for those who are, you know, have a medical reason or a reason that is making it difficult to breathe. For the reason being, again, the mask itself is it's not really doing anything of value, and it's, you know, and it's making people anxious, and it's cutting off circulation and oxygen, and just it's just a terrible concept. But again, you know, we have to do what we have to do. Chris, what do you have?
One on by mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'd actually read something, and I guess I'll save all the information for people to research. I won't say what country it is, but they had done some research against the recommendations of WHO onto the corpses of the people that have passed from that, and they discovered a connecting factor is it seems to be more of a bacteria than a virus. And, WHO doesn't want to hear that, so I'm questioning why is WHO hiding that information?
Well, that's if you compound that with the fact that if you listen to their statements, also CDC and the Dr. Fauci, just listen to the statements and listen for consistency.
Yeah,
there is a very little consistency in saying, well, pretty much anything really.
You know, one day they'll tell you one thing, another day they'll tell you something else.
Exactly, and the interesting thing is that the masses are following. I mean, that's what gets me. I don't get that, but maybe Paul, maybe you have an answer on that one.
Not really. The fact that we're being led like little lambs, and next thing you'll be sleeping under your bed and something else, because whatever they tell you, oh, we'll do it. You know?
Well, yeah, or crawling on all fours or whatever.
Well,
yeah.
If you think about it, though, if the CDC or WHO is saying different things, people are going to cling on, well, the CDC said, you know, this on either side, and then it supports them.
No. Well,
for some famous person, right?
Yeah, my take is this. I mean, you know, before we didn't know much about this, so we followed certain recommendations. But you have to keep track of what's happening and stay current. And if you're staying current and you're looking at the facts and information, and you're ignoring information, that's called ignorance. Ignorance is ignoring the facts. How's that?
Very good.
Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. Yeah.
Thank you. I'll be listening the other way. Bye now.
Yeah, you bet. Again, this is Dr. Sergey Sorin sitting in for Dr. Norm Sheely. And, of course, here's Chris Griffin here. Yeah,
Chris Griffith.
Yep, our medical intuitive, wonderful colleague. And let's talk about a few other things. If you're interested in acupuncture, which is a wonderful modality, Wellness Concepts Clinic, Dr. Jill. I know her personally. She does a fantastic job. 1200 East
1200 East Woodhurst.
Woodhurst Drive. Yep. I, you know, for some reason, can never say that statement right. Woodhurst Drive. There we go. Suite R, as in Robert, 300. Telephone number 417-877-1300. WellnessConceptClinic.com. And they have other practitioners, other providers, chiropractic and otherwise. But the main attraction is Dr. Jill.
I love Dr. Obrey. He's a spectacular chiropractor as well.
Oh, and he's worked with me before as well. I mean, a great guy. Yeah. Oh, also, Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Juice Concentrate in the produce department of Real Grocery Stores. 3750 Orex. That's the antioxidants. And in our world, we really need the anti-inflammatory components. Also good for the blood pressure, cholesterol, and it tastes great. And last but not least, Spring Valley Natural Foods. where there is a variety of Dr. Shili's, Shili Soren wellness products, including our essentials, youth formula, bliss oils, magnesium lotions, progesterone, and thousands of other goodies. Spring Valley Natural Foods, the place where we like, and you should too. Let's talk and continue about some other things that are going on. How is everybody feeling about the mask ordinance? I'm just going to throw the, you know, let's just talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, so to speak, you know? Is that the expression? You know, I believe, how do you feel about that? You know, it's a mandatory possible mandatory vaccinations that are coming. Again, I just throwing things out there. And how do we feel about the state of affairs altogether? Stress levels, health, wellness. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, it was. I'd actually heard somebody say that the best way to tell if your mask is effective is to try to blow out a candle about a foot away from your face. Mm. So I actually have four different types of mask at the house, so I experimented just to see, you know, if any of those would work. So I tried a bandana, and I about a foot away I blew, and it blew out like I wasn't wearing anything. Mm-hmm. So I tried the standard blue ones that everybody wears, and the flame flickered a little bit, but it did not blow out. Mm-hmm. I tried Hanes has now created a 5-pack at Walmart for $7.50, and actually it did spectacular. And then the N95 mask, I pulled that flame right up against my face and it wouldn't move. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the point where I could actually feel the heat of it on my mouth and it would not move. So personally, I feel you got to be able to breathe. So N95 may not necessarily be the best option. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's going to tell you it is, but I want to be able to breathe. I don't want the CO2 building up into my system, so the Hanes one seems to be the best choice, and
well,
it's cheap.
If you must, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If you must. Personally don't feel like you need it all the time. Mm. Now, if there's an area where you're going to be in a lot of people, I would go ahead and wear it anyway. You know, now in the Springfield, you have to wear it because they make you, unless you have your exemption, right? Yeah, that you can get from Dr. Soren here.
Well, and of course, it's on case-by-case basis, but I haven't had anybody fail yet.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and the other thing, too, is just let's think about everything else that's happening in this world. There is stress, there is anxiety, there is, lack of, people are losing jobs, you know, have lost jobs, you know, there is family stress. There's been more divorces, more... I still work emergency rooms. I see so many cases of child abuse, parental, you know, elderly, spousal, all kinds of altercations, all kinds of problems, all kinds of issues, mental, emotional, physical. People don't come to the hospital until they are nearly dead. And then guess what? If that death is called the COVID-19 or possible COVID-19, that builds up towards a pandemic. So what kind of world are we living in? I mean, you know, again, I don't want to dig too much of a hole right now because I mean, I know this is interesting conversations, very emotionally involved. But can we just stick to the facts?
Well,
can we be objective about what's happening medically, logistically, common sense? I mean.
If you look at it right now, their biggest defense against COVID-19 would be your immune system.
That's right.
And
that's
the one thing that really harms your immune system? Anxiety level, stress.
Exactly.
And what is the media doing right now? Well, I'm not going to say the bad word, but stressing the crap out of us.
Well, you could say the bad word, but I mean, yeah, a lot of people are thinking that, I'm sure. You know?
It's
we'll be proper. We won't say any bad words. Yeah.
Stressing the crap out of us. Immune system responses and our lifestyle starts responding and our immune system goes down and we're more likely to get it.
It's almost like the whole thing is almost orchestrated for a bad outcome.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, that's, crazy, huh? So, but there's, guess what? Nobody has the power to take away your rights, your self-control, your health, unless and until you give them that right, until you give up that right. So what I'd like to say is, even in this craziness, in this crazy, absolutely insane situation that we're in, and God knows what, for how long this is going to be in, maybe until election, maybe later, again, what time will tell, and from what I understand, it may get more interesting before it's over. Take care of yourself, take care of your mental, emotional, physical, spiritual health, your immune system. Instead of mandating masks, maybe what we should be doing, not maybe, definitely what we should be doing, is improving our health to the point that we don't have to be overly concerned about a virus, because viruses are everywhere. Things are everywhere. In other words, if the best we can do is prepare, take care of ourselves. And what are some of the best ways to take care of your immune system before you get sick? Vitamin C intra-IVs, at least once a week during this time period. We have a lot of people coming in just to boost their immune systems, and actually several folks have gotten positive testing thereafter, and they're asymptomatic, and they're in the high-risk category. So I do like to believe that this made a difference. There's also ozone with ultraviolet, which kind of work with intravenous as well as other deliveries, and that's another immune boost, and that works together with vitamin C. Then, of course, let's think of a body, human body as a concept. The human body itself can be thought of in terms of let's think of it in terms of a bathtub. The bathtub, let's say, is very dirty. There's a lot of crap. There's a lot of toxins. A lot of terrible things. What's the first thing that has to happen? First and foremost, open up the drains. Start washing down, cleaning down the crap and the crud that's accumulated. And how do you do that? Several ways. We have several colleagues. We have Doug and Maureen Hayes, who basically do colon hydrotherapy and other modalities. There's castor oil detox packs. There's a laser detox, which now you do that on a regular basis. And that's a 2 to 3 hour procedure where it's from our first caller. We talked about bioresonance and frequencies, and everything is a frequency. So there's a way to analyze what's happening in the body, frequency-wise, good, bad, infectious, but also toxic. And then you can actually deal with it by inputting certain frequencies. And we've seen so much amazing things with that, haven't we?
We have. I mean, every time I talk to somebody that's had it, it's always been a positive result. And sometimes if I don't hear back from somebody, I question, and then I hear from them finally later, and I'm like, oh, wow, yay. What did you tell me?
Yes.
We're talking about strengthening our immune system by, like, draining the bathtub, I kind of think of it as our body's version of that would be digestion, lymphatic system,
kidney
function, you know, those things that help to clean your system out, you know, the spleen, I guess, to clean the liver, all its other functions.
All of the above. Plus, we have to be careful what we're putting in, because if we, if you keep putting more crud, then again, what's the point?
Yeah.
So once it's clean, you keep it clean. Kate, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Oh, we are doing fantastic. Great to hear from you.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Well, thank God you're on the radio. I have some questions. My husband's 80. I'll be 79. We'd like to know, we're an hour and a half away, so it's not possible for us to come and do the vitamin C, because it's like a three-hour drive all told, and he gets worn out.
Yeah, that's a long drive.
Anyway, so we've been taking olive leaf extract and elder immune, trying to build up our immunity to this bug or this virus, the Wuhan.
Go ahead, I'll make some recommendations as well.
Please.
Can you if you can get a little closer to the receiver or to the telephone. So one of the best things for the immune system activation-wise, and if you're not in a position to have intravenous, which is the most effective way, is a combination of vitamin C, which has for example, Shili Youth Formula contains 2 grams of vitamin C, but it's an equivalent of 4 grams because of the other components. And it raises your DHEA, which is the quintessential health hormone, and anti-stress hormone as well, balances the cortisol by about 60% improvement, increase naturally. And that's available. You can actually get that in, call the clinic at 417-351-5221, or you can just go on the website, realholisticdoc.com. Real Holistic with a H, doc, D-O-C, not D-U-C-K, not doc. .com and that was kind of joke here, but there's also vitamin D3, 50,000 units either weekly or every 10 days depending on the weight.
We take that.
Okay, fantastic. Are you doing magnesium lotion?
Yes.
Okay, and what about astaxanthin or beta carotene, which is another immune strengthening agent.
Right. We also do that.
Okay, then that's fantastic beginning.
Yeah. Great. What's your diet like? Because that's a huge part in it too. Just like we were talking about.
Lifestyle, diet, absolutely.
We eat lots of vegetables. I'm allergic to tons of food, so I don't do dairy.
Well, that's a good thing, maybe.
The highest sources of vitamin C and, well, potassium and fiber are fruits and veggies. Mm. So aiming to get about...
We do lots of fruits and veggies, and I like fish. My husband doesn't, so he eats lots of chicken.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And good quality protein, whether it's plant based or animal based. But and again, you know,
yeah,
we don't tell people what to do.
Yeah, I have a hard time getting protein.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Also, eggs. I don't do eggs either.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah, but at least you make sure it's 1 gram per kilogram protein, and that's so that you can make the components that make the immune system. Anything else on your mind, Kate, today? Or
if she doesn't do eggs, I was kind of wondering about choline levels in the system.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, actually, Kate, if you would like to do a telephone consultation, we would be happy to connect and give you more personalized guidelines for, you know, if you're interested
each
of you.
Well, I do come up there for the, I'm on that, what's the telomere study?
Fantastic. Yeah, that's a great study, by the way. Definitely. Let's connect and let's talk more. And
maybe we can do it on the same day. So
maybe schedule on the same day since it's travel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Super. Appreciate it so much.
Oh, pleasure.
God bless
and thank
you
so
both.
Much for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah. Joe, how are you?
I'm fine, and I'm sorry to bother you. I called you last week.
Oh no, please, no bother. Happy to hear from you. Yeah, go ahead, please. Yeah.
About an alternative for aspirin as a blood thinner. And Dr. Sheedy spelled it out for me, but apparently I didn't, when I tried to look it up, I didn't get it spelled correctly.
Ah, okay. I think we're talking about serrapeptase. How do we spell serrapeptase? I've got three books out there, and I still don't know how to spell certain words. Hold on. S-E-R, maybe double R, serrapeptase. P-E-P-T-A-S-E, perhaps. If you... actually, we carry that in the
R.
Yeah, serrapeptase. Call if you want to call or go on a website. I think you'll probably find that there. It's realholisticdoc.com.
Or
just a minute, let me write this down.
Lindsay may know it.
Hmm. Yeah, that as well. So www.realholisticdoc.com. I do believe we carry that, and that should be on the website. And that's something it's an alternative or it's an option for a blood thinner. You're correct.
It's realholisticdoc.com.
Realholisticdoc, D-O-C.
Doc. No, not .com, just D-O-C.
D-O-C.
I'll try that.
Another helpful blood thinner is simply garlic.
Oh, garlic is fantastic.
Yeah, yes. You can get it in, actual clove garlic or, you know.
Well, I generally try to put at least a clove of garlic in my eggs every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually,
you can also get the garlic capsules as well if you want to increase it.
Yeah. I'll share a little funny story. I don't know how well I do humor, but when my wife and myself met about 10 years ago, she tried to get rid of me by ordering a dish full of garlic and onion. And I loved it. I asked for double of that. So
I don't know if you know it, but if you eat a hamburger in Missouri, it's against state law to have it without onions. You have to have onions on it.
I think you're right.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. Well, feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 800-375-0056 or local number 417-862-9977. Shelly Sorin and, of course, Chris Griffin Radio. And anything or anything, everything, yeah. If it's on your mind, let's talk about it. Chris, go ahead. Yeah, sounds like you have a few things that you wanted to share.
Of course, you have to look at me right after I text. I'm like, wait, what's going on?
no worries. Chris also saw something good to say. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so earlier I was talking about the idea of blowing out a candle. Mm. I actually did a little research on that, and it looks like Bill Nye was the guy that kind of started that. Yes. And I'm like, okay, well, what type of credentials does he have? Well, he has his bachelor's in science, ultimately, but that doesn't really make him a doctor. Mm. So I started looking up, you know, other things that kind of validate that as a good source. And one of the things that basically could find from one of the universities in the U.S., a big one, it said that it's actually not good if you can't blow out a candle, because that means the fibers are woven too tight. Mm. So I'm like, okay, so even all of that.
So basically when people have anxiety and difficult time breathing in the mask, guess what? You've got a real issue.
Yeah, it's actually a bad thing. I'm actually feeling like...
Yep. Oh, actually, so I think we have a next caller in the line. Hi, how are you?
Hi. I have hopefully a quick question. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
I've read that inhaling baking soda, like, you know, if you put it in hot water, is good for any type of infection. What do you know about that?
I would have to check into that, but I would not advise that off the top of my head. I would not.
The first intuitive nudge was, oh my gosh, don't do that.
You know, I just want to talk about the pH and the concept of behind the pH in the body, in the lungs. When it's too acidic or too alkaline, and it's off balance, that's dangerous. There's a very narrow pH in the body that is tolerated and is maintained at all costs. And I see something, and you can send an email to us to the clinic, or let us know more. But I would not advise that off the top of my head.
Now, have you tested your pH levels?
No. How do I do that?
Very simple. There's actually little strips that you can get. That's little pH strips. You put it under your tongue a couple hours after you wake up, and you know, it comes up with a collar, and you match the collar, and it tells you what the pH is, whether it's acidic, alkaline, or otherwise.
Yeah, it's actually a good idea to do it before you eat or drink anything.
Yes.
Just make a little ball of saliva under your tongue and then dip it in it and try not to touch any fleshy parts. And because if you drink something, then it's actually kind of testing the pH of the water or whatever.
Most people are too acidic. Some people are too alkaline. But again, I wouldn't play with the pH. I wouldn't mess with the pH in such a manner.
Until you know what you're doing.
Until you know where you are. Any other questions, or are you good?
Well, we buy the strips from the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen at the pharmacy and health food stores.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can also test the pH of the water at your house and different things. Just
before
to get an
you
idea.
Do make you
With
make
the
any
same
intervention,
thing?
Find out where you are first.
Yeah.
That's the first
Perfect.
And foremost thing.
And I'm feeling like if you were to inhale it, that it would mess with the pH in your sinuses, and
that could be a big problem.
Yeah. Doesn't.
So let's
feel
do this
right.
Until further notice. Let's not do it. All right.
Yeah, but for example, you know, when I have a sore throat, I do use that for and put Vicks. In the hot water and inhale it, and it really helps with the cough or any type of
Vicks is.
But I wasn't sure about baking soda.
Yeah, Vicks is different.
Yeah, Vicks is kind of made for that, but
exactly.
Baking soda is not.
Yeah, it's
okay.
I wouldn't do that. Yeah.
To me, that reminds me of the cinnamon challenge that people were doing.
Yeah, let's not go there either. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and have a blessed day. All right. Now we have the next caller, Donna. Actually, we're going to go on a... Donna, we'll come back to you right after the break. Let's take you. Let's take a phone call.
Masked.
Let's do it. Donna, hi. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
I said, I'm kind of fighting these masks, but I have, you know, it's got to where you have to wear them if you want to get out and about, so I don't want to hide under the bed or a rock, so I'm getting out and about, but I've noticed since I've been wearing them, and I don't know if it's really what caused it or not, so I was going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tendency, I mean, you know, when I get stressed and everything, I get the fever blisters on my lips. And I've
Yes, the stress
and
the immune system, absolutely.
Is it the heat from that mask?
This is where I hear that you're having a hard time with a mask. If you're interested, I am happy to do a medical evaluation for a mask exemption. Sounds like the stress is getting to be too bad. So if you'd like to make an appointment, I'll give you the number, 417-351-5221, and ask for a focused visit with Dr. Soren for a mask exemption if you're interested, because, you know, you're 100% correct. This is why I started the service, because I'm seeing so much stress and stress-related issues, and stress is behind 85 to 90% of everything mental, emotional, and physical that happens, including all the chronic illnesses. So we don't need more stress here. I know the media would like us to have more stress, but I'm not in favor of that concept. So let's de-stress.
Right, and I kind of understand what's going on, but I thought too, maybe, Doctor, with that, is there some of it could be like the heat that collects inside the mask when you're wearing it?
There's a number of factors, but there's also, you know, a human being is a mental, emotional, spiritual components, and, you know, and again, the bottom line is your immune system is being affected. So
right.
That's the bottom line. There you go.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe out in the future as we get along with this and look back, we're going to find out a lot of other negative connotations from all of
this. Oh, I'm sure we will. No question about it.
Okay, well, thank you, Doctor.
Yeah, oh, my pleasure. Would love to hear from you if you're interested. And, of course, anybody else who is not having a good time with the masks.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back after this brief break. Mm-hmm.
From the Ozarks News Network, this is your 230 report. For the second day in a row, Missouri has recorded more than 1,000 new cases of COVID-19 in a 24-hour period. The Department of Health and Senior Services reports 1,301 new cases, bringing the statewide total to 36,063. 1,159 people have died from the disease. The state has not released the number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 because of a White House directive on data measurement and reporting. All activities in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, including festivals, events, and parades, have been shut down for the rest of the year in an executive order from Mayor Robert Berry. Financial losses from the absence of tourism, the main source of the town's revenue, will be substantial. And nonprofit groups helping in the fight against COVID-19 just got a big boost. A new nonprofit relief and recovery grant will provide up to $22 million to help organizations keep operating while donations are low due to COVID-19. The State Department of Economic Development is now accepting applications for the money. For the Ozarks News Network, I'm Arlen Summers.
Humid this afternoon, partly sunny, could see a shower or thunderstorm, high today 90, partly cloudy, humid tonight, low 72, partly sunny, humid, thunderstorm in spots tomorrow afternoon, high 91, a mostly sunny, humid day on Saturday with a high at 92, and then humid Sunday and Monday, sun and clouds, the high Sunday at 91, Monday's high at 89. I'm AccuWeather's Steve Williams.
I'm Dr. Norman Shealy, and there's one food concentrate that I like above all foods in the world. It's nature blessed tart cherry juice concentrate, available in the produce department at any real grocery store. It lowers blood pressure, it lowers cholesterol, it helps you sleep better, it's good for arthritis and gout, and it just plain tastes good, loaded with antioxidants. Nature blessed tart cherry juice concentrate, the bestest tasting and healthiest food I know.
Rainbows in emu oil, the best in the world. You can put it on everything, itching, burning, hurting, swollen, bleeding, just rub it on. And it's good for sunburn if you are lucky enough to have that happen to you. Rainbows Inn Emu Oil, available throughout the Ozarks, where it has been made for over 25 years.
And this is Dr. Sergey Sorin again, sitting in for Dr. Shealy, for the Shealy Sorin Wellness Radio. Along with, of course, the one and only Chris Griffin, medical intuitive and the most one of the world's most talented healers. Greg, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Soren and Chris. I'm 70 in pretty good health, but I've just had my third episode of diverticulitis in the last 2 years.
Okay. Yeah.
And they're now saying that they don't believe that it's related to seeds and certain foods. You know, you look at the list of stuff you're not supposed to have, and it's everything, corn and seeds and anything, nuts
and
all that stuff.
I'm familiar with the restrictions that I generally recommend.
Any recommendations other than cutting me open?
Well, let's talk about this way. The concept here is, general inflammation, inflammatory state, and in general, nutrition, digestion, and all those other significant, amazing factors. This is where digestive health becomes very important, but also addressing the underlying factors, the inflammatory factors, the nutritional factors. This is where I would love to sit with you and kind of talk about in detail, not like a 5-second drop in like you have, you know, under a regular healthcare. And just really get to the bottom of this and see what we can do to improve things from the root cause on. Chris?
One of the things I think about is how long is matter staying in your colon? Mm-hmm. You know, so how much fiber are you consuming? You know, what's your electrolyte balance like? Are you producing bile? Are you drinking enough fluids?
Right.
You know, if you're keeping that matter in there longer periods of time, it's going to have more time to cause an inflammation response.
Inflammation, toxicity, and all of the above. And that's one of the reasons why we value Chris and his services in our clinic, because we just work together very, very well. He does contribute a lot, but these are all essential factors, Greg. Would you be interested in the consultation or information further?
Yeah.
Or
yes, sir. I will come in and see you. I was part of one of the studies several months ago, so I will make an appointment in a couple of weeks. I'm kind of on the road, but I will make an appointment, and I appreciate your work. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Pleasure.
417-351. And I hope Dr. Sheely as well. Is everything okay with Dr. Sheely?
He just had to address something today, but I guess I just have the honor of leading the show today.
Well, we appreciate your work, and I will come see you in a couple of weeks.
And I'm quite excited that Dr. Soren was able to come in.
I'm usually running around the clinic all day and coming in whenever I get a chance, but this was worked out okay. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate you. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. And Bob, how are you?
Yes, this is your friend Bob Mundy.
Bob, yes.
How are you?
Great. Oh, doing well. I was actually looking forward to hearing your voice, and there you are. You know, every thought is a prayer. I think mine just came true here, so there you go.
I understand in this town I live in, Battlefield at the park, there's going to be a meeting this afternoon talking about the mask issue.
Yes.
A lot of people are very, very upset over that thing. I know if I walk 50 or 60 feet, as a boy, I was in asthma. I had asthma and was in oxygen tents about 12 times in the hospital because of Dad's Lucky Strikes,
mm-hmm.
you know, cigarettes.
Yes.
And we didn't know what caused all that. Well, we know all that stuff now, but this mask, if I walk 50, 60 feet with it, I'm almost gasping. And I got great lungs. And I'm very blessed in that direction. But isn't that messing with the immune system
when
you're wearing that mask?
Everything. Absolutely.
You sound like a perfect candidate for the mask exemption.
I would be happy to take care of you, in the office. Yeah, sounds like you definitely have a medical condition and, for qualification.
One last quick question. I have several friends, and actually some of them doctors, that I've talked about the gamma machine.
PMF, yes.
And if you could explain to people over the radio, I'll get off after this, what that does and the advantages of what it does with the blood circulation, certainly would appreciate it. May God bless you all, and we appreciate you so much.
Bob,
bye for now.
I appreciate back your way, absolutely, 100%. So the PEMF, Pulse Electromagnetic Field Device, is one of the most... one of our most favorite inventions that we have come across, and we took a part in. And what it does is, it consists of a device. It's a control box, and there's a ring, a circle, which can be applied to the head, over a cap, or it can be applied over any part of the body. The benefits are multifold. It works on cellular level, regeneration of mitochondria, but also energetically, stabilization of cellular function, every organ system, 12 organ systems that are affected in positive ways. It improves circulation, it improves healing in terms of musculoskeletal, it puts the brain into something called gamma. Gamma is in the zone, it's the woohoo, feel good type of place, you know, it's that's the place where people go to when they meditate for decades, and you can have the same effect right there. I'm not saying you shouldn't meditate or you shouldn't work with your brain, but you can have the benefit right there. And there's also benefit for, we've done research on that with addictions, and 10 addicts who have failed everything, especially on opioids, have done extremely well with a PEMF, with most of them basically in remission, which is absolutely fantastic. So yeah, that's a great device, and right now it's on a special. It's on instead of $2,300, I'm not into pricing necessarily, but it's currently for the COVID-19 season, because everybody's stressed financially, it's at $1,600. So there's a discounted price for the time being. So whoever is interested, this should be a household device, no question about it. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, one time I was curious about the PEMF device, and I was, with consent of the person I was working with, I was doing an EEG on them, and I put the PEMF up to it to see how the brain activity responded. You know, to me, that says more than, you know, taking somebody's word that it's doing something, and yes, you can see it in the brain. And if you're familiar with that device, it, you know, in the olden days, it had the little needle going back and forth. Looking at that, the whole screen basically looked black. I'm like, okay, the brain is definitely responding to this. And what else is it doing with the rest of the body?
Oh,
and
God, yeah.
Seeing the results from people afterwards, though, they are, the results are just amazing. I highly recommend it. I think pretty much everybody should be doing it, even even kids can benefit off of it.
Absolutely. You know, we've seen the PEMF, we've seen improvement in kids who are autistic and all kinds of developmental disorders. And of course, we use other modalities with, you know, with certain conditions. But yeah, beautiful, beautiful device. And yes, it should be a part of the household item for everybody, really.
So sometimes people ask me, well, how long can you do it? And I know some people that'll just put it under their pillow and do it at night. It helps.
24/7.
Yep.
Yeah,
pretty
plus
much.
It's portable right now. You
yeah,
know, you can actually charge it and kind of walk around.
Yeah, the older device you had to plug in, and it kept you pivoting in the same spot.
Exactly, exactly. Well, so that's that. Thank you, Bob. And again, you know, we appreciate all of you. Feel free to call in. We are able. We're happy to answer, or at least hear any question, statement, suggestion, thoughts. A lot of things are happening in this world this day, today, these days. So, you have any thoughts, comments, suggestions, concerns, or just anything on your mind, give us a call. 417-862-9977, as well as 1-800-375-0056. In the meantime, so let's keep talking about the immune system and everything else. Stress. A single episode of stress is enough to suppress the immune system for hours. Hours. And if the stress is continuous and ongoing, that stress leads to an imbalance between, the stress-related versus relaxation hormones, such as cortisol versus DHEA. And if this continues for long enough, and most people are already in that place, the DHEA levels drop. And when the DHEA, which is the protective, you know, the good, the health hormone, is no longer able to counter the effects of cortisol, all kinds of bad things happen. So that's why it's important to get a holistic evaluation and to get a proper care in terms of mind, body, and spirit for your entire being.
Yeah, I feel like the best defense for stress is love and laughter.
Exactly, and that's the simplest thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we actually have an exercise where it's just laughing for 5 minutes. You feel
yeah.
Like, yeah,
and exactly. Susan at the Gigglebox Project, so that's basically all she focuses on.
Oh, and that's beautiful, absolutely. Yeah, Darren, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? I have a question. Some time back I talked to you, you talked about that time you referred to the stem cell therapy.
Yes.
Is that something you still are offering?
Yes, indeed. You know, for the right candidate and for the right, you know, for the right process. Yeah, definitely give us a call and we'll have a consultation, and I'm happy to take care of things. Again, you know, there's a risk benefit application or ratio to everything, and if the benefit is higher than the risk, we definitely should consider things.
Okay.
Telephone number 417-351-5221.
Okay. And another question, I bought one of the PEMFs probably about 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Is it still the same device that you're selling today? Because you call it a gamma machine.
Oh, we've upgraded. The older device that you have is still good. It still generates gamma. But the newer device has a lot more options. So if it's whenever it's time for you to upgrade, or if the other device, most of them last for a long time. So it's kind of like one of those Toyota equivalents in cars. You know, they'll last more than the owner, so to speak, frequently.
Oh, okay.
But, if you ever interested in an upgrade the newer device has three modes, which includes the gamma mode, but also the sweep mode, the good all-around mode. But there's also the delta mode for sleep and relaxation at night. And the brain still gets the benefit of gamma regardless. So, yeah, that's we've made some changes. Plus, it's portable now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you do like trade-ins for an upgrade or anything like that?
It depends on, usually we don't do that. But we could consider that for, if you're a client, we can certainly talk. Let's have a consultation. And if it's, again, I'm open to whatever is going to be best for you.
Okay. Well, back in the when we did this, I bought four of them.
Oh, you did? Okay.
One for my wife.
Wonderful.
And then I've got two that I've had such good luck with, I loaned them out to friends to try.
Yes. And, the older device, it still does amazing work. So don't worry about it if you like it.
Oh, yeah.
Just putting it on your pillow at night or wherever it needs to be, and you can be tethered down to one spot, that's great.
Yeah. So, but at any point, if you're interested in an upgrade, we'll consider the options.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, thank you. Judy, hi.
Hi. I'm calling for a friend of my daughter's, and he had two, he referred to it as calcinosis removed, and he said they're growing back. Or I don't know whether it's the same place or a different place.
Okay.
What is calcinosis?
Calcinosis? Okay, that... how do you spell that?
C-A-L...
C-A-L...
C-I-N...
C-I-N...
O-S-I-S. Calcinosis.
Calcinosin. Is the formation of calcium deposits in a soft tissue. That's the definition of that.
Got it.
Yeah. So that the biggest concern for that kind of a situation is can you hear me? Yeah. The biggest concern for that kind of a situation is between the vascular, because if the vascular vasculature becomes constricted or compromised, then obviously the flow of blood flow is compromised, and we need the blood flow. The other thing is calcium can start forming in tissues outside of where it needs to be. It's supposed to be in the bones and in the blood to a certain degree, but not so much in certain amounts in certain tissues, but not too much. There is a process
along the skin and the exterior, or could it be on the organs?
Be in any soft technically tissue. Wherever there is a space in the body, there's a possibility for that to be there, let's put it that way. Yeah But the bigger question is why, what is the underlying process, and that's the concept behind holistic medicine, to get to the root cause. And it sounds like a fairly complicated situation, and if you were interested to get to the bottom, either talk to your doctor perhaps, or if you wanted to give us a call, telephone, or in person consultation. Chris is available. Chris is a wealth of information when it comes to all kinds of things, literally.
Yeah, I would think things about why is the calcium building up there? So I would start questioning about bone health. Start looking into the blood.
If there's calcium everywhere, everywhere else, question is, as Chris said, what's happening to the bones? Because that's the source of it.
And looking for cancer markers is another thing.
That's right. So it sounds like if you're interested in the consultation, we would be happy to take care of things. And this is what I call symptom. You want to get to the root cause. That's the holistic approach.
I'll have to tell her to tell him to give you guys. I don't know where he lives, so I have to find out, give him, have him. Yeah, give you guys
can
call.
Always do telephone consult or you know one of the you
Zoom.
Know yeah, yeah which you know one of the video conference calls. But one way or another, I would say address it sooner than later.
I think the allopathic world's response would be to just treat the symptom and not try to figure out why it's there.
It's a Band-Aid approach.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, Judy, thank you so much. Yeah.
I think it's really neat when he said he had two removed. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful week.
Oh, God bless. Absolutely. And thank you. Look forward to hearing from you and yours. Now, we have one more call. Charlene, hi.
Yes. Hi. Dr. Soren, I have the cap on my head right now, mm-hmm. but, you know, I don't see anything on the box that tells me how to use those other controls you mentioned a little bit ago.
Yes.
And so what do I do? I don't see any lever or anything on the box.
Okay, there is when you turn the device on, the first you have to look at there's a different coloring on the lights. So the first setting is the sweep option. It just goes through everything. If in doubt, just use that and you still get the gamma. If you press it again, if you press the button again, it switches to another light setting. And that is a setting that generates primarily gamma for the brain. And that's, for example, for people with memory issues or want to optimize their function, clear the head, so to speak. But it still has an effect everywhere in the body, but that's the focus. So this is where I would, on the second setting, this is where I would wear a baseball cap or something of that nature and put that over the baseball cap. It just fits.
Yeah, I've been doing that. But what my problem is, the green light flashes, and that's all I've ever seen. I've never seen any other color.
Got you, Charlene. Do you have an older model or a newer model? The one that you can walk around with?
Yeah, that's one I'm using.
Fantastic. Yeah, if that's a newer model. So that has that's the one that has the three modes.
Yeah, I would think just call into the office and talk to Lindsay, and she can help you figure it out.
Exactly.
I will. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
But the general concept is the first setting is the sweep mode. The second setting, you press a button again, that would be the gamma mode, and the third setting is the delta mode for sleep support.
So it doesn't really change color. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, different color. Yeah, when you press, and then you press
does.
It again,
okay.
And then it turns off.
Okay, great. Appreciate
you bet.
It.
And thank you, Charlene, and thank you everyone for calling in and listening.
We still have a few minutes left. I actually have a client that had sent me a message, and I wanted to kind of forward this.
Of course. Yeah.
She said, "Do you offer medical exemptions for vaccines?"
Wholeheartedly, yes.
Okay.
Here's why. Vaccines have caused more harm, more damage, more bad things than I can even begin to describe in the next several minutes. You've got aluminum, you've got mercury, you've got all kinds of things, and now there's even a consideration or possibly mandatory mRNA vaccine for the COVID, and that kind of vaccine is the most dangerous of everything that I'm even aware of, even worse than the HPV vaccine, which has caused so much damage. So the answer is, of course, I'll evaluate on an individual basis, but I am wholeheartedly supportive, will support vaccine exemption for the right individual in the right setting. That's a yes from the bottom of my heart.
And she probably doesn't want me to tell you this, but she says she likes listening to you on the air.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure. You know, let's just talk about the big picture here. You know, the situation is crazy. The government may be crazy. Everything may be crazy. You know, I mean, there's very little sense in this world, but we can still make sense and make common sense and health and wellness in our personal lives, and that's what we're responsible for. We are responsible for ourselves, and that's the only thing that we can do.
Yeah, strengthen your immune system, and then you don't have to worry about all the insanity on the news.
And,
I mean, maybe the riots.
You know, realize the situation, know what's happening in the world, but you don't have to play it over and over again like the news 24/7
Or listen to social media.
Your social media. Take care of yourself. You are more than your physical body. You have a physical body. You're more than your thoughts and emotions. You have all those things. You are a spiritual being, and you are worth it.
Choose love over chaos.
Choose love over chaos. Love going out to everyone out there. Take care, and God bless.
Ronnie. Dean, the car doctor here. Your car got a problem? No. Your problem is my problem. We're going to get together every weekend and solve it under the hood. From check engine lights to taillights, the car doctor is on call solving your car's problem. Put my 45 plus years of repairing cars, 28 of them here on radio, to work for you. Sunday morning from 7 to 8 on KWTO AM 560, 93.3 FM, online at radiospringfield.com.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
A clean building says you take pride in your business. That's why you should step up to the pros at Quality Clean, your local cleaning expert since 2003. All Quality Clean employees go through a background check and drug screening and wear uniforms. Quality Clean.